All right, Mr. welcome Creaking to Random Room. Bucket. It's episode 29. We're recording. We're having technical difficulties. I don't care. This is how it starts. Period. Our brother's on a Bluetooth because we couldn't get Zoom working. We went to the Zoom. The fucking Zoom wouldn't work. Kept dropping out. Couldn't get a fucking video. I'm a frozen pixel. This guy's a frozen popsicle on the other end. We have 10-second delays on audio. This is a shit show from the start, but you know what? We're pressing on because we're professionals, and we say fuck that. We're now using Bluetooth capability through our mixers that we forgot we had, so here we go. Manuel's sick, but he's a trooper. And we have nothing prepped because we're kind of we almost threw this out the window.
We don't prep the show, so it doesn't matter.
No, but at least we have topics. I mean, this time we didn't even get around to that. So
But I do have a story to tell the Twitter whores. I got a story.
Ah, my favorite. The X whores, yes. As I call them. Yes, yes. The X whores.
Yes, yes. Now, I played along, so we got all the way down to cell phone contact because I was fucking bored at work and I was like, we're going for it. Why not?
Nice.
So, yeah, shit. So what happened was I got this random DM, you know, if you will, from this one called Helena Cassie. And she comes in with the, you know, where are you from? And all that bullshit. And, you know, magically, she lives in California. Who the fuck knew, right?
Right.
And then it's like, I'm here for fun. What are you here for? And I was just like, I'm at work. What do you need?
Yeah. Right.
And the fucking bitch is just like, I'm hungry. I need $30 and then I'll come and blow you. I was like,
Oh God, dude.
Am not paying you $30.
Straight to the point though, right?
Yeah. I was like, it was fucking, it was disgusting. It was like, come on, I'm hungry. I need help. I'll suck your dick for $30 and I'll drive to wherever you're at. And I was just like, I don't need that. I don't, why do I have to pay you or feed you or all that shit that I pinned on my profile?
Is it this one that lives in Dublin supposedly, or is it a different one?
No, this fucking weirdo claims to live in San Diego. And I was like, you live in San Diego and you are going to drive 7 hours for a $30 blowjob.
Yeah.
You have got to be one desperate whore.
That makes complete sense. I mean, by the time she gets there, she's already, I mean, what's it going to cost her, right? I don't know. If she's in this situation, she doesn't have an electric bill, can't afford the payments. She probably doesn't have a hybrid. She's probably
fucking gas alone.
And unless she's blowing her way there, who knows? She's probably earning on the way. She's on the fucking trail to earning money. It could be. Yeah. You know what? Isn't it so prevalent on social media apps right now, though? Everyone trying to scam?
Oh, everybody's a fucking whore. Everybody.
It's like you start getting all these followers and then you start getting these messages. It's like, how's your day? It's like, who the fuck are you? What do you mean, how's your day? We didn't even start with what's your name? Or, hey, my name is... Like, we didn't even get there. You're asking how my day is? Trying to get all fucking and intimate over here and involved? Like, what are we doing?
You know what's even funnier? What made it even like funny is I was just like, I'm not giving you $30 for anything. And then she goes and sends me a picture of her face. If it's her face, I have no fucking idea.
And she's working like, hard really, for her money.
It's really a sad face. And I was like, what is that supposed to do?
Right.
And she's like, I'm starving. I said, I don't give a shit.
Fuck.
And then she fucking said, I need $30. I said, I need $30. What are you talking about? She said, never mind. I thought we were friends. You're not going to help me. I don't give a fuck you. I was like, look, no. Fuck you, you panhandle bitch. Get the fuck out of here.
Fuck, she obviously needs to find another profession.
The ones that send you the naked photos are the hilarious or even like double down hilarious because you're like, what do I need that for?
Hey, they're going right for it. Yeah, they're not even, you know, it's getting to the point where they're not even going, how's your day? It's just straight with the titties now, right?
They are out. They are out with it. Like, I've had one mess. I have messages on X where it's like, would you like to see my menu?
My I was like, menu.
What do you mean menu? What the fuck? And it's, you know, I get a little screenshot, and it's like $150 for the day, for an hour, $300 for the day, $500 for overnight, $60 for a hand job, shit like that. And I'm just like, what am I gonna do with this shit?
Like, how do we even get here, dude? I thought you were taking my fucking lunch order. Like, what is this? Jeez, dude.
And then
makes you wonder, are these the people who weren't good enough to make it on OnlyFans and they're just trolling the freaking social media apps now?
I honestly think it's a company.
I think
I think it's a company, because these pictures, I don't even know if they're real. Like, like there's somewhere where they send you a photo and I'm like, I just saw that photo.
Yeah, man. I think it's a scammer's ring. I mean, think about it. What are they going to do? Oh, I need the payment up front before I go down there. Okay, here's your $100. They never come by.
Oh, no, no. But when they sit there and they go, I've had one where it was like cash. I do Cash App or Apple Pay. And I was like, I don't even own a fucking Apple. I don't have an Apple. It's like, well, we could do PayPal. I said, okay, how do I do that? And it's like, send it to this place, and then it's like an email address, and then she'll say, or it will say, put friendship or some shit in the line, so the bitch don't have to pay taxes, basically, and like it's a gift. And then after that, because I'm that guy, I will go to PayPal and I'll type in the email address. So the individual or girl, whatever, will say, my name is Sandra. But then the email will be Laquita Carter. And I'm like, who the fuck is Laquita?
Sandra. Lying ass bitch.
And she's like, then she'll say, that's my friend's email. I said, why don't you have an email? The fuck is happening?
Oh, you're the earner. Ah.
The boss is Laquita.
Laquita's your boss. Fucking internet whores, man. They're everywhere. It's rampant. And we thought everybody was, you know, we thought misinformation was bad. Like, that was the thing that was killing the world, right? Misinformation. No. We got internet whores trying to, like, talk you into fucking paying for their goddamn house, their food, their car, everything.
I know. I was like, well, so what I wrote on X, though, only 71 people care to look at it.
Yeah. Well,
I said, so many fucking whores on this app. It's getting ridiculous. No, I won't pay you for nudes. And no, I won't pay to watch you jerk off. I won't subscribe to your shitty fucking OnlyFans account to watch you strip or shove some massive object up your ass. Please go away. I'm also not a fucking charity. I will not send you money to pay your bills, feed your ass, get a fucking job. Anyone who falls for this shit is a shallow, gullible motherfucker.
You know what? I just seen your post. I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to quote this and repost it right now. Yeah, man, that's freaking nuts.
Dude, it's fucking ridiculous. And then there's always, here's another one. Here's another bitch. Someone named Deborah Sanders liked one of my replies. Who's Deborah? She's got no followers. She's not following anyone.
Oh, yeah, dude. These fucking bots, these bot farms just trying to lure you in and scam you out of your money.
And then she got in November of 2024. And she's got one photo, her fishing at a Bass Pro Shop. Let's make magic happen one message at a time. I'm your digital playmate and my OnlyFans conversations. Fuck. They are free as a breeze.
Yeah. May not like the smell of that breeze coming out of that crotch, though. I'm telling you. I don't know, man.
Oh my God.
Well, hell, talking about pimps and whores. Let's talk about Andrew Tate. Let's talk about Andrew Tate.
Let's
talk about old Andrew. Seems like the tables are turning on Mr. Tate. Even the MAGA crowd's not supporting him. They're starting to abandon him. Which, to be quite honest, I don't even know why any red-blooded Republican or conservative would even give this guy any kind of platform whatsoever. Like when Candace Owens had him on the show, it's like, what is Candace doing reaching out to this fucking asshole? He admits to being a pimp. He admits to being someone who basically took advantage of women to make money. Like, he admits this. You remember that from way back. They even had a documentary where they featured him and he admitted it. And he would just say, oh, you know, that's just acting. That's just all play. Like, bullshit, dude. Bullshit. And now everybody's starting to turn on him. Now people are starting to go on social media and go, you know what? Fuck this guy. What do you think is going to happen to, like, is he finally going to go to jail in Romania? Like, do you think the walls are finally closing in on this guy and people were just finally woke up and just go, whoa, this guy's full of shit. This guy is a piece of shit.
He is still in the courts in Romania. But what they did was they turned his house arrest into judicial supervision.
I heard about that.
Whatever, I don't even know what the fuck that means.
Does that mean he's in... Yeah, I don't know what that means either. I don't know if that means he's in actual house arrest as in he can't, or, well, maybe they're like monitoring him 24/7. What does that mean? And, well, Romania's different, though, right?
Well, let me dive in here for a second. Romania Insider. The Bucharest Tribunal has ruled to replace Andrew Tate's house arrest with judicial control in the ongoing case where he is investigated for the alleged sexual exploitation of 34 women.
Alleged.
The decision is not final. Judicial supervision allows Tate restricted freedom to move within Romania, provided he adheres to specific conditions. Parole, I'm guessing? You gotta talk to your parole officer type shit?
Well, yeah. So now he has to check in with a parole officer. And sounds like he can't leave Romania now.
No, he's stuck to Romania, but I know that the British are trying to get him extradited for some shit over there.
Oh, this asshole thinks he's going to run for prime minister.
Well, now he wants to run for prime minister.
All of a sudden, he is the premier example of what a leader is. Like, get the fuck out of here. I don't know. Look, I'm just glad that people are waking up. They're bashing him left and right on social media. They're posting his old videos that he thought were buried. They're bringing those back up. There's videos of him literally just punching. Remember that old video of him punching that chick in the bed and then he takes out his belt and just starts whipping her? Trying to say that it's acting. It's like, bro, you didn't even know the camera was on.
Well, then his fucking douchey brother Tristan is talking about basically grooming and fucking virgins and how to do it.
Wow. These Tate brothers just... The world doesn't need him at this point.
I don't think men have ever needed this fucking weirdo.
No, he's a poor example of what a man should be. Like, no one should be looking up to this guy. Like, nobody. The only thing he's an example of is being a low-life ghetto hustler. That's it. And while we can't say he did rape and abuse women, we can't say that because, you know, we don't want to get sued, but you know, there's enough reports that say he allegedly, like, how many times you got to see the same patterns over and over and over, right? It'd be one thing if it was, you know, like American media, you know, if it was a political thing, you can kind of split hairs on it and go, okay, they're just going after political opponent or whatever. But I mean, this is worldwide. Even Romania is going after this guy. Romania.
He's lucky he's not in America because he would not leave jail.
Oh, he talks so much shit. You know,
he would be nailed to the fucking wall.
He was posting about, I forgot what it was exactly, but basically the gist of it is how he wishes he can come back to America, you know, now that Trump's in charge and It's like, bro, you know you can't even set foot in America without the fucking cops being all over you. He knows it.
The minute he'd be right next to Diddy, because that's what they did with him. They walked in and picked his ass up when he landed.
Yeah, absolutely, man. You know, and there's that post that you on X that you reposted about from Proud Elephant. They got that picture. Like, you have 10-hour flight. Where are you sitting? I see Andrew Tate up there in the left next to Patrick Bateman. Right behind Joe Rogan. And then you got the guy. I don't know who this guy is. Is that the guy from Queer Eye? Right next to Joe Rogan. You got Trump in front of Joe. It's pretty interesting. And then you got... See, I want to move this around. Because on the other side, they got the Olympic Turkish sharpshooter, right? Where he didn't use any gear. Just his eyes. Just old school, right?
Oh, yeah.
Next to Alex Jones. And I want to shuffle this around because I kind of want to be... I want to be in that aisle. I think I'm going to keep Patrick Bateman on the outside because he's crazy and he'll just keep Andrew in check. Like, Andrew, he's not going to know what to do. But I want the sharpshooter sitting in front of Tate. I want him to switch places and sit next to Joe Rogan. So I need the sharpshooter there. Joe Rogan stays where he is, in front of him, off to his right. Patrick definitely stays on the outside aisle because he's just fucking, right. You know, it's Bateman. Like, he's crazy. And I'll sit in number one. I'll sit in number one just to experience it. I think that would be interesting.
I don't know, man. I would probably take the chair right next to Shapiro.
You think?
I would, because I'm closer to the sharpshooter.
I couldn't handle Shapiro for 10 hours, though.
But I'm also behind Alex Jones. Well, and I'm behind... Oh, DC, did I got that video game nut?
Behind you? Yeah, I forgot his name. Oh, no, the other guy right there. I see him next to Shapiro. I honestly don't know if I could be on a 10-hour flight sitting next to Shapiro, though.
Because you're not supposed to move the seats. So if I want to hear Alex, I can sit number two. Alex is right across. I can do that.
I think our audio dropped out for a sec, or my Bluetooth got disconnected. I don't know what happened.
You got echoey, so I'm going to say your Bluetooth said no.
Yeah. What I was saying is I couldn't sit on a 10-hour flight with Shapiro, like right next to him.
Well, I know, but what I was trying to say is my goal was Alex Jones, and number seven was the only one, unless I go to number two, which is directly like at an angle from Alex, because I want to talk about all the conspiracies out there.
Well, I say you sit in number nine. Because then you'd be next to Elon Musk. You got Jones behind Musk fucking talking in his ear. You got the Turkish sharpshooter. I'd kick the basketball athlete over here who thinks that it's a woman man boxer. I forget.
Oh, the boxer?
Yeah. Take that person, move their seat over there to sit next to Taylor Swift. That'd be a good conversation for them. The only problem is now Hillary Clinton's in front of you. But regardless,
yeah. I'd rather have her in front of me.
Right? So
I don't trust that bitch for a second.
So that's why you take the trans Olympic athlete, you slide the Turkish sharpshooter over. All right. You sit next to Alex Jones. That way you can talk to him, and then you have Elon Musk, and you can kind of chime in with both of them, and then Ben Shapiro's behind you, so you can just fucking reach out, give him an elbow in the mouth to shut his fucking mouth up, right? Because that guy never stops yapping.
Well, actually, you know, the best seat is number five. Tucker Carlson and Putin.
I was looking at that one. I was looking at that one, too.
I don't know who that fucking weirdo is behind it.
I have no idea. But anyway, we kind of went off track slightly, but that was an interesting, like, where would you sit for 10 hours? regardless, it goes back to Tate. You know, I just wanted to sit in that number one spot because it would be interesting to see him squirm and try to talk tough sitting next to Patrick Bateman. Because here's what I was thinking. This is what I was thinking. All right. I wouldn't be scared to sit next to Tate because I know Patrick Bateman wouldn't go for his bullshit, for one. All right. He would read right through him. He would ask him for a business card, realize he doesn't have one. Right away, he's out the window, right? It's not going to happen. They have no connection. And then
And
then referencing the movie, guys, if you haven't seen it, American Psycho, you got to see it. So That wouldn't work. And then I get to tell Tate to shut the fuck up without any fear, because if he tries to fucking mouth off, Bateman's going to get mad because he's interrupting the conversation between me and Bateman about Huey Lewis. And you know that Bateman loves Huey Lewis, right? And then shit just hits the fan. And so
it's over.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, come on, it's a good time.
Dude, Northern Ireland is launching legal action against Andrew and Tristan.
Dude, everybody's going after these guys.
Look, what the fuck just happened here?
Well, the deal is I think everybody's become wise to who these people really are. The Tate brothers are done. They're done. Nobody wants to deal with them anymore. If you even type in Andrew Tate or Tate brothers on X, for example, you'll see a bunch of people just bashing them. You know, people that are finally standing up and going, hey, you know what? It's not okay that these big podcasters are giving these guys a platform. We shouldn't be praising these guys whatsoever. They are who they are, you know? And I think it's taken long enough for people to feel this way, but it's about time, I think. It's about time.
Yeah.
It really is. Anyway, I think I'm done with Tate. I just thought I'd ask you, and I think it's a good thing that people are finally seeing right through their bullshit and seeing them for who they are.
Here's the post that pissed off the Irish. All right.
Oh, can you share it? I'm on X right now too. Can you share it with me?
Oh, I'm reading out of a news article.
Oh, So
this was a back and forth. The self-proclaimed misogynist Tate brothers began to respond to the MP. I'm guessing she's I don't know what an MP is in Irish government, but she's up there, I guess. She posted on Friday that it is only proper order that Elon Musk tweets are looked at through a counter-extremism lens. And then Tristan replied to her saying that the UK is lost, adding that one of the world's most influential men pointed it out isn't a threat to the United Kingdom. It is simply a threat to you. Then she replies to Tristan saying he is the last person on earth that has any knowledge, experience, passion, or care about the people of the UK and Ireland, especially women. Wow, she fucking slapped the shit out of him. And then Andrew dove in and says, my message to you is simple. Nobody likes you. Nobody trusts you. Nobody even knows who you are. Soon you will be replaced and forgotten. But the Tates, Elon Musk, Trump, we are forever. The future is ours. Your irrelevance is lingering alongside my inevitable conquest. Stay afraid.
You know.
Okay. and that gets you a legal battle. All right.
Well, and here's another person that was kind of echoing that. This person said, and this just came out actually 2 days ago. It was a post by somebody. I think this person's also Irish, and they have an Irish flag in their profile. This person says, last time a teenager listen to Andrew Tate, he murdered a 51-year-old woman. Irish teens who beat women to death had unhealthy interest in Andrew Tate. And I guess there's a link to the article here. So I'll open that. But this is the kind of person we're dealing with. This is the kind of person you and I mean, shit, when I first started podcasting and I was a guest on your show like fucking year and a half ago, you and I were bringing this stuff up. And nobody was listening. Nobody was saying anything. They're just praising this guy for being an alpha male, a fucking, you know, this guy. This is the model of how you should live. This is how you game the system. Look, and we talked about his bullshit online university.
But everybody has found it to be bullshit now.
Finally, right? Finally.
Yeah.
Like, why did it take him this long?
Dude, I don't know how. Okay.
Well, hold on.
Let
me read this. So this is one of Andrew Tate's posts. Cobra Tate, that's his handle on X. Listen to this. It says, fact, women are sex workers. Their primary job now is to find one customer called a boyfriend to pay for their entire lives in return for pussy. If they fail at this, they do OnlyFans or porn, the same game with more than one customer. If they're ugly, they work a job badly and are miserable. How much more do you need to know? I mean, what else do you need to hear or see from this guy? Just that alone.
Dude, he's a silly bitch.
Yeah.
We'll just let that sit.
He's a fucking, he's a 12-year-old in a man's body, man. Like literally. And not even just a 12-year-old, like a 12-year-old who never went to school and was probably taught by, I don't know, it sounds like he was just raised by a pimp, to be honest, and kicked out of the house at 12 and you know, forced to fend for himself. This is what this produces. This is what it seems. I'm not saying that's what happened to him, but this is how he comes across.
Well, I mean, in my limited research ability at the time I did it, I couldn't find any corroboration to anything he was ever saying.
No.
Like when he said he won the chess championship at a young age in Indiana or some shit, I couldn't find his name anywhere in the chess circuit, you know, anywhere. And his dad being a grandmaster was true, but it was only for like 6 months of a year, and then he got defeated. So none of it lined up, just that part alone. And then when he talks about his boxing record, his kickboxing record, 98 fights in a few years, I can't find any of it outside of like 10 fights. One of them is played repeatedly online. It's like just a lot of questions, you know? So I don't know why nobody deep dives this shit.
Well, apparently Joe Rogan on one of his podcasts confirmed Andrew Tate's kickboxing record or his abilities. But I'm going to be honest. I don't think Joe dives too deep all the time. He knows fighting. Like, you can't argue he doesn't know fighters and records. When it comes to Tate, you're right. It's very suspicious because I remember when you did a dive and I tried to find the records myself and I didn't find shit. What I found was exactly what you said. Same records, same fights. But apparently there's people starting to come out of the woodwork a few years ago and even now trying to say, oh yeah, no, he's a real kickboxer. He has this record. And look, okay, we can give it to him. You know how to fight. Great. But that doesn't make you a good person, right?
Right. I mean, there's footage of him in sanctioned fights. So he obviously has a professional record.
Yeah, he does.
But
it's hard to find it. It's hard to get.
But what I was trying to find was this mysterious 98 fights.
Right.
I can't find it. I've only been able to find 10 of those fights, and he's like 4-6.
But here's the counter argument, right? Back in that day, he was probably fighting some pro, some underground. They're fighting in different countries. Not everything was recorded and shared. So look, I'll give him that. But if the only thing you have to lead with is how good of a kickboxer you are and you're going to beat the shit out of somebody, that just further reinforces how bad of a person you are, period. It just further affirms you're a piece of shit. You got no other play outside of knocking someone out. That's it.
Yeah.
You have nothing else to stand for, nothing for anyone to look up to.
Yeah, I don't. I'll never engage in conversation with him unless he has clothes on, personally.
Yeah, he's a piece of shit, man. And I'm glad people are calling him out. I am glad that they're finally, you know, calling out these bigger podcasters and, you know, supposed conservatives for just giving him a platform and praising him. It's like, how blind are you guys? Like, seriously, are you so disconnected from the world because you're famous that you just hear his name and you're like, oh, he's a big influencer. Oh, yeah, he makes a lot of money. He drives a fucking Bugatti. And all of a sudden, he's your hero.
That's the crazy part. I know we hate on Ben Shapiro a lot, but he actually did do a somewhat of a deep dive. And what his organization found out was that he doesn't own any of those cars. They're all rented. He doesn't actually own, like,
fuck, man, the big place where he sleeps. You and I called that about almost 2 years ago, dude.
The place where he calls his home is a warehouse in the shittiest part of Romania.
I was right. I was right the whole time. I was right the whole time. Didn't I call it?
He bought it for like...
I called it 2 years ago. Fuck, I want this on record. I called that shit 2 years ago. I remember I said he rents the cars. I said he's in Romania because he bought that fucking house for nothing. This guy's a fucking fraud.
It's not a house,
dude.
It's not a house. It's a converted warehouse.
Still though, he's living in it. It's a home. And then all those videos of him being in fucking Abu Dhabi or Kuwait or where are we at? I'm an idiot.
I don't know where he was. He's been all over Europe.
Saudi Arabia, right?
But did,
with him and taking those videos where he has all the cigars and everything, and he's fucking smoking the hookah and like,
dude, you don't.
It's all staged bullshit.
It is because there's a castle hotel that he claims that he owns. He claims he owns a castle. It is a hotel that you rent rooms for $800 a night, and that little video of him doing a mini tour. It's just that hallway into his room. It's nothing else. It's all horseshit.
Oh, it's all smoke and mirrors with this guy.
Oh, dude, it's hilarious. Is like the
now here's the thing. Is he rich? I mean, is he really a multimillionaire?
He's not.
I don't think he's poor, right? I mean, if you're renting a Bugatti, that's a sizable investment in and of itself. You know, even if it's for a day or two.
He's a single digit millionaire.
Okay.
Like 3 million or something. Yeah, he's okay. Not like he always says he's 100 million, 600.
No, he's
that's not.
Not
true at all.
No, you can tell he's not.
And then the claim that he talks about owning casinos, he doesn't own shit. He has two verified businesses and they're all heavily in debt with whatever tax.
He's a fucking hustler. The only reason you're hearing so much about him basically started resurfacing last year is because he needs money. And he's been deplatformed by most social media platforms for his bullshit. The only people that really gave him a platform again is X. And even then he gets restricted. And then what happens is I think he took a good chunk of money and he paid some of these podcasters to get on their shows.
Yeah, and then he also does.
Why else would you want to talk to him? Like, let's just be real. Why else would you want to talk to him?
But he has never. Why do you think he's never made it onto the biggest one?
Joe doesn't give a fuck about him.
Joe doesn't want to talk to him.
Nah. Dude, that would be, you know, damn, that should happen because Joe would call him out or he would reveal him so quickly. Remember that one guy? I forgot which guy it was. He was on. He had him as a guest, and he brought him on because he was really popular at the time. And then, like, not even having the conversation, Joe leans in live. I mean, while this is being recorded, he goes, "Are you stupid?" I forgot what episode it was, but he literally asked it. No, he goes, "No, like, this is a serious question. Are you stupid?"
I think it was that Portnoy guy, the guy that owns
Because I think he was asking, he was trying to figure out, he's like, is this an act? Are you stupid or is this an act? Like, what do we, I guarantee that would be the situation if Andrew Tate was ever on Joe Rogan.
And that is the only episode I think he's ever been on too.
Right.
Yeah.
That ended badly.
But, okay. Blue Origin, Jeff Bezos.
Oh, Blue Origin.
He finally got his rockets in the air without a fucking problem.
Yeah, how many?
Yeah. Huh?
How many?
He got his rocket in the air.
One?
His booster kit. Well.
Was it repeatable? Did he do it more than once? That's my question. Was it like one and done, crash and burn?
Every he's been trying to duplicate the Elon Musk catch a booster.
Right.
And he's been stinking up the place, basically. Well, he finally had success, and Elon Musk tweeted at him saying, you know, good job, buddy. You did it the first time.
Let me find that. Where, Elon Musk said that?
It's the funniest shit ever.
Dude, those two guys. I think you just throw them both in the ring and go at it. Remember the celebrity death matches? We need to bring those back.
Let's see.
I'm trying to pull that post up. I didn't even see that. Hold on. Elon Musk. Oh, here we go. Elon Musk called Blue Origin twice. This was 9 hours ago. Only let's see if something magical happens. This Bezos company, it looks like Elon has joined Blue Origin and Human Exploration.
All right.
Okay, no, never mind. That's some bullshit post.
I got it right here. That's,
got it?
Yeah, I'm going to send it to you right now.
It took Blue Origin a minute to build an orbital class rocket, but now it has a very, very big one flying.
All right, it's in your inbox.
You got
kids.
It? Yeah, let me check this out.
Yeah.
This is interesting. You know, this is a different way for us to do the show. We're like live. I got to be honest, the audience, I don't know if they noticed, but it's like when we're not in front of each other, this allows us to, even though we can't see each other, it's almost like we're still engaged talking, but we're like live pulling stuff up on the fly. It's a different way to do this. I'm not too mad at it. Did you send it to me in on X in the messages or in?
I shared it as a message. I just sent it that way.
On X? There it is. Yeah. I see it. It just came in. Sorry. It's a little delayed. All right. Oh, okay. Here we go. Let me open this. Congratulations on reaching orbit on the first attempt.
Because he's had so much trouble getting that fucking thing in the air.
Right.
Elon gave him a back, gave, you know, slap on the back there, you know?
Yeah.
And of course, I don't think Jeff Bezos understands what happened. So he goes, thank you.
I mean, it was obviously a dig. It wasn't the first attempt. Right. And it's also calling Bezos out by basically without really saying it directly, like, yeah, I already laid the road down for you, but I did all the hard work. Yeah. Yeah. Of course you got on the first try. The math's been done. Everything's been done for you.
Now, I don't know if they, I'm not sure if they got the thing on the return though. They've been trying to get that shit for a while.
That's a weird one. You know, it's really, you got to give Musk credit for what they did with that, because you see it in the movies all the time, right? Like way, way back in sci-fi movies, there's always like the rocket would come back and land straight up, and Musk figured out, like everybody said, it's not possible. Aerodynamically impossible. Not going to happen. Laws of physics. And Musk's like, why? Like, why? You know, we have a couple of rockets. You got a couple of stabilizer rockets or boosters that shoot out here and there, kind of keep it straight. And then, you know, we got these arms that catch it. We're good. What are we talking about? It's like he figured it out. And I think the other difference is he's not afraid to spend the money to find, like, he's a true, whether you like him or not, he's a true explorer in modern times. Like he's one of those people that's not afraid to take a risk to prove it can be done or find out if he can't do it. But even if he doesn't do it, he's going to keep pushing to try to find a way. And you know, when you look at Elon, it's almost like he's trying to recreate the movies. That's what it seems like.
Well, why not? You watch Star Trek.
You know, flying cars are next. You know, he's doing it.
Yeah. I mean, he's not. Oh shit! That reminds me. Jeff Bezos, Gavin Newsom gave him the permit so he could do his taxis without drivers for Jeff Bezos. That also happened.
Wasn't that an Elon Musk invention, though?
Well, Elon came out with the prototypes, but Bezos actually has the car on the road. So he beat him to that one.
Yeah. Ah, fuck Gavin Newsom. I don't care what he does.
Okay. Well, you know, since we're on X just surfing.
Jeez. Here's another post. This is from Tesla Economics. I think there was another dig. I don't know. Okay. I'm going to read this. It says, this is about Blue Origin. It says, awesome to see this company get to orbit for the first time in 24 years. It's not easy doing what SpaceX is doing, but we are all team humanity. Yeah.
Atta boy.
There you go. Way to support. All right, what were you going to say? I cut you off.
Harry has surfaced.
Sisson?
Yeah, this fucking dork. Gavin Newsom just clapped back at Mike Johnson for his baseless attacks. It's time for Republicans to stop playing games and help their fellow Americans.
What are the baseless attacks?
Well, Mike Johnson said, instead of making highly produced clapback videos with social media influencers, you should get to work in helping California. you're the leader of a state in crisis. Gavin's response.
Spot on.
But Gavin's response is, Mr. Speaker, when Louisiana needed help after hurricanes, it was California, many of whom have been impacted by these fires, who foot the bill to help your constituents, and they do it without playing games. Millions of your supporters are out here, and they need your help. Empathy, care, and whatever compassion you're willing to express, please do the right thing. All right, Gavin.
What? how is that a response to him calling? How is it a response to Johnson calling Gavin out for what he's actually really? I mean, it's public what he's doing. He's showboating. He's going on podcasts. He's doing videos. He's trying to look like the good guy here and shedding blame for what happened in Southern California. He is to blame. Look, when you're the CEO, what do you think happens when a company goes bad? The CEO is done because ultimately you're the captain at the helm, period. And he's sitting here pointing fingers at like local government, right? County departments, et cetera. Like he's trying to remove himself from the responsibility. Dude, you oversee all of it. In the end, it all roads lead to you, dipshit. And everybody's seeing through it. Everybody sees through it.
Dude is fucking retarded.
And everybody wants to say, okay, the whole thing with the fires too, a lot of people are talking shit. Like they don't know what really happened there. A lot of us don't. I mean, we could assume, but what is evident is they weren't prepared. And how were they not prepared? Well, there's two things. The county, LA County, and in fact, there is more than one organization involved in there in LA, but they're all government organizations, were pushing for cutting the budget of the fire department for a while. And in fact, everybody dropped the ball on noticing this because it was just recently this year resurfaced the meeting where it is clearly stated that their intention, their goal is to cut nearly $48 million from the fire department from their yearly budget.
Yeah.
$48 million. And 17 and a half of that was squarely aimed at fucking employees, basically labor, and a line item that just says basically supplies. There's some other stuff in there, but basically just cut. So overall, that's where the confusion was on that number, right? So everybody was saying, yeah. The fire chief is lying. It wasn't a 17 and a half million. Well, no, you're wrong. It was. But you're also wrong yourself because technically it was almost 50 million. But 17 and a half million is the number that they were targeting at their actual employees and workers in the firefighting force. So you cut the workers, how are they going to respond? You're cutting, we're talking about actual sworn firefighters, maintenance people, you name it. They wanted to cut their uniforms by 1.5 million uniforms, like things that they have to wear to protect themselves. Like you're going to cut that? And on top of that, in their agenda, they wanted to close 16 fire stations. 16.
Seriously?
Yeah. 16. I just did a, if you haven't listened, Manuel, there's no obligation because you're my brother, but the episode I just put out about California, I go over all of that, dude. I break it all down. It's crazy. It is crazy once you know the real situation behind it all.
Yeah.
And the whole thing with the Delta smelt. Remember when Gavin would, remember his response? I think you went over this yourself, where he said, I don't know what Trump is talking about with the smelt. Like, I never heard of that situation. What a liar. There's been reports of the Delta smelt holding up the water projects, the water reservoir project, and the tunneling to get water to pump down south. I found going back to 2007. 2014, a CBS report, local CBS 13 reported on this again. And at that time in 2014, in the report, there were still environmental issues holding up the project, but they also reported that at the time of 2014, they haven't seen Delta smelt in that area for 6 years in a row. 2014, yeah. There was a $2.7 billion dollar Proposition 1 that was aimed at literally just increasing our water stores, basically making the reservoirs bigger. And then it also went, some of it went towards that big reservoir project at Sacramento River. That thing was so big, it was 2.77 million acre feet of storage. And the aim of that was to capture the water, just like all reservoirs, store and pump down to Southern California. The other thing that happened with the fires, they only had 3 water towers up there with pumps that would pump up the hill into the Palisades. That's only a total of 3 million gallons. So the reason they even ran out of water is because they literally, just like the fire chief and the firefighters said, it's true, the pumps weren't keeping up with the demand because those tanks were emptying. 3 million gallons, 1 million gallon per emptying, the pump couldn't pump the water to refill them quick enough. And part of that $2.7 billion proposition I told you about, part of that money was to build additional water stores. So from 2014, almost, 11 years later, nothing's been done. And in fact, the reservoirs that were approved to be to be made bigger for more storage, most of those won't be completed till 2028 and sometime a little bit after 2030, 2050.
Well, he also issued some order.
Gavin's a liar.
I don't know why that reservoir is empty, which I think was hilarious because he said all the reservoirs were at capacity. So I don't know.
Another lie. Reservoirs were not at capacity. Okay. So
Just that he said that they were at capacity and then somehow
he
wants to know why that one's not.
Yeah. Well, he also tried to deny any responsibility by saying, well, that's not a state reservoir. Our state reservoirs are at capacity, which is also a lie. There's none of the reservoirs are at capacity. Okay. There were 13 or 14 reservoirs in total that were above average, not at capacity, but above average. So yes, our water stores were above average, but they were not at capacity. And I think there was 3 or 4 that were below average stores. Did we have water? Yes. Did they have enough water in Southern California in that particular area to handle fires? No, because they didn't ever, from 2014 when that money was awarded, took them this long to get their heads out of their ass to fix their water infrastructure and make sure that they're ready. Man, no, they live in that area, that Santa Ana area, LA, historically was a fucking desert for one. Okay, if they stop watering the plants and all that shit, and man just took their hands off and said, whatever, I'm not living here anymore, it would turn back into a desert. Just the same thing that would happen in Las Vegas tomorrow if that happened.
Yeah.
Okay. It took them since 2014. Nothing's been done. They've known about this. The Delta smelt thing that Gavin Newsom was calling Trump a liar about has been reported in California all the way back as far as 2007. You're going to tell me you had no knowledge, Gavin? You're a fucking liar. You guys dropped the ball. You're in an area, that area in Southern California is known for fire. Manuel, every year on the news, what do we see? Fires in Southern California.
Fire!
Fires in Southern California. Fires in Southern... Every fucking year.
What's crazy?
I'm sorry, go ahead. I'm just letting you know what I found out. I'm just trying to clear the air here.
That's okay. You could be on your box.
Trying to clear the air. I'm just... last episode? Fuck Gavin Newsom. No, it was Gavin Newsom's a piece of shit. There you go. That was that. Yeah.
There you go.
I still don't have that recording yet. I got to get that on there.
Oh, man. Ugh. I got the sludge of death up my nostrils. Woo.
Yeah, getting sick sucks, period.
Fucking filling up my garbage can.
Wow. You just hold it up and just blow your nose into it now? Just bypass the tissue? Say, fuck it?
No, fuck that. I gotta get a soap, fucking soap and water for that bitch if that happened.
Well, anyway, everything I said, I'm telling you, and I know you know because you're on top of this shit. But Gavin Newsom's a lying piece of shit who is shirking his responsibilities, and all he cares about he has his eye on the presidency, and
not anymore with this fucking performance. But
man, here's the problem: you know, people are gonna forget by the time 2028 comes around. They're going to make him look like a hero again. And that's unfortunate. Can you imagine Newsom at the helm of this country, like the president representing America?
He won't get, honestly, dude, he won't beat J.D. Vance in a fucking one-on-one.
He might not, but you got to admit, when he turns it on, he is slick. Even though you can see him lying through his fucking teeth, you can see the horns coming out of his head. He sounds good doing it, right?
That fucker will sell you his soul. I think you pay full price.
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah, or he'll make you sell him your soul.
Your soul.
Yeah, there you go. He'll get your soul from you, pay you nothing, and convince you it was a good deal.
All right, you ready for a hard pivot?
Let's go. Pivot, turn, hard left.
Hakatua.
Ah.
Remember Hakatua?
She resurfaces.
Haley Welch. Well, Welchy Welch, in her cryptocurrency bullshit that she got caught with a pump and a dump and all that crap. And
yeah.
Losing, you know, going from $500 million in value to like 20, 26 million or some shit.
You know, it's crazy. Like that's a standard crypto scam that people never saw coming. Like it's a standard, like it is a known thing that people do.
This was posted. This is the International Business Times from the UK. This was posted on January 13th. So this is an update on the situation. She has been working with authorities of multiple countries because she is about to get fucking destroyed. What is happening right now is there is lawsuits aplenty. Everybody seeking the exact amount that they lost. There are court filings all over the world. And naming fucking everybody that was involved in it. And I don't think we're going to be seeing her anytime soon. She's probably going to go jumpsuit by the end of this.
They have to prove that she had full knowledge of what was going on and she was behind it, number one. So,
her defense is that she was being used as a marketing stunt.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. That's why they'd have to prove that she had full knowledge of what was going on behind her back.
But didn't she take some cash home though off that shit?
Well, of course, but it doesn't mean she had knowledge of what they were doing. Like they were just going to pull the rug under, you know, out from under everyone. I'm not defending her, but you still have to prove that. You still have to prove that she was instrumental and she absolutely knew exactly what was going on and she was a big part of it. Just because her name is attached to it, so that's where she's fucked really, and that's why she has nowhere to go on this. But outside of that, you still have to prove that she had full knowledge of what was going on. And maybe she was taken advantage of. Like, think about it. You go from talking about how to suck a dick to next day, you're one of the biggest stars on social media. And everyone's coming at you, right? With business opportunities and whatever. I'm just saying.
I'm trying to figure out how much she made. I'm looking for it. Because she supposedly turned all of that money in.
Can we be honest? Let's be honest with everybody listening. Everybody listening. If you're in a car at work, whatever, I'm just going to say right now, think about this. Hakatua, suck a dick today, social media star tomorrow, and you invest your life savings into a fucking coin with her name on it. And now you want to try to get your money back? Bro, there ain't no buyer's remorse on that.
Wow.
It's called an investment. Investments are risks.
It's called you're an idiot, to be honest. I mean, I wouldn't take any Haka coin, whatever, but the estimated one wallet, she made $1.3 million on one crypto wallet of it. I don't know how many people are in that fucking thing. But she's going through the courts right now. She's got a lot of countries interested in her and her buddies.
I think in the end, she's going to get off. I guarantee it's going to come down to...
Are you sure about that? I mean, I think roll the dice in a lot of countries. One of them's got to get her.
Yeah, but...
the old law of average or some shit?
I'm not sure how that's all going to play. You know, we're going to have to. All right, fine. I'm going to hold my opinion and assessment on this. I'm going to have to monitor the situation. Let me just say that. But in my opinion, yep. You know what? Fuck it. I'm not going to say anything else. I'm just going to say, let's see how this plays out. Let's see how it plays out.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. Let's just see how this plays out. Because it's got my interest now. If for anything, to see how they pin this on her or how she gets out of it, how all these countries might be able to extradite her and charge her for the crimes of, you know, international money laundering or money fraud or whatever the hell they try to charge her with. This one, I think this one is worthy of our attention. We should probably give an update on this until, I guess, we're bored of it. Right? In other news,
all right.
What about the TikTok refugees? That's another pivot.
Other news.
Yeah.
Other news.
Did you hear about
ABC?
That?
What?
You hear about the TikTok refugees?
I don't give a shit about them going to Red Note die. I don't give a fuck.
No?
I don't give a shit.
Well, the implications of it. All right, fine. You know what? Maybe not for this podcast. I'll let it be. I'm just going to say people in America are stupid enough to jump ship from TikTok, which has been proven and known to be data mining your information and controlling the narrative and basically guiding the social construct of low IQ Americans. And they then jump to a blatantly ran and controlled Chinese application that's not trying to hide the fact that they're ran and owned by the CCP to Red Note. And they are declaring on Red Note that, oh, we get so much freedom here. We have way more freedom of speech, blah, blah, blah. Listen, I'm just going to say that lasts a day because by the end of day of today, and we're recording January 16th, 2025. So by the end of this day, there's already posts going on X and other social media accounts going, hey, I try to ask about the Uyghurs and I try to ask about, you know, Tiananmen Square and whatever. And now my account's locked and blocked and they won't let me back. Ah, what happened to the freedom of speech?
Oopsie daisy.
A fuck around, find out, right? And there exactly. Was idiots, actually. There was some young lady that literally said, I don't care if they take my data. I don't need it. Who cares? What doesn't mean nothing to me.
It sure does.
What does this say about our education system? That they can't even spot the difference between what is good for you and the country you live in and what is bad for you in the country you live in. I mean, listen, are you going to cross the street when you see let's say, are you going to cross the tracks when there's a freight train coming and you know the freight train's coming, like bells are going off, everything. It's probably, I don't know, not even 20 feet from you now, going full speed. Are you gonna attempt to cross the tracks? You and I wouldn't, but it seems like most of these youth these days who are so addicted to social media, to TikTok, think that, yeah, I'll roll the dice on this one. And that's exactly what they're doing. Like, I'm not gonna get too deep into this. Look, everybody, we don't go that deep on this type of shit on this podcast. There's other podcasts for that. But I'm just bringing it up. I'm just raising the flag here. Look into Red Note. Don't be dumb enough to download the app and start an account, but just read up on it and find out what's really going on. And you know what? Form your own opinions. But I'm just saying, if you're running to the opposition to the other side, and you're willing to support them by allowing them to spy on you that much more easier because now you're just a willing participant in the whole thing, then yeah I don't know.
Shit.
I'll leave that there. I'm not going to get too deep. But yeah, look into it. That's all I'm going to say.
Like if you're a fan of CNN,
let's
Wolf Blitzer
go.
Wolfie is moving to the mornings. His nighttime show is gone.
They kept him though, right?
Yeah. He's almost 80. Fuck.
Damn, really?
Yeah. Wolfie's almost 80.
He's been around.
And And we are going to close with Rudy Giuliani. Let's do it.
All right, let's go.
Let's do this.
This is all you.
All right, ABC on this one. Rudy Giuliani has been in defamation cases over the 2020 election. He has to pay $158 million to two election workers that he defamed. It's all guilty stuff. So what they're doing now is carving up the pie, basically. So Giuliani gets to keep his houses and his World Series ring that he has in the settlement.
Okay.
In cash compensation. And a promise never to talk shit again.
That's it?
That's it.
But, okay, what's the cash amount they're demanding?
It doesn't say. I mean, the total is $158 million. So he gets to keep his houses because he has to live somewhere.
You know what? Hold on. I'm foggy on this case because I knew that I don't remember exactly why this became.
I'm just reading the bullet points of the settlement. Defamation I'm not case. Diving into the article.
Yeah. So basically, he said something they didn't like, and they're suing him for defamation.
So he already turned over his Mercedes and other assets to the women, so they got a car out of this deal.
I totally forgot everything about this.
He's been disbarred in New York and Washington. He's been held in contempt many times throughout this proceedings.
Oh, the old contempt, huh?
Yeah. I'm not exactly sure what he said.
Georgia election worker case. Okay.
Yeah, but I don't remember what he said though.
Got it.
He's been a no-show at the trial for most of it. So he's being a bitch about it, I guess.
Huh. Well, this is interesting. So, yeah. I don't remember if I'm going to have to look into this because I don't know if we have time to go over the whole thing, but we probably don't.
Okay. I got it. He accused them of tampering with the voting machines and all that shit.
Okay. And they sued him for defamation for that?
Because he's lying.
How was he lying? Did they prove that? You know, whatever.
Hey, the guilty stuff is down. He had to give up his cars, his stock.
Somebody had to go down, I guess, right?
Yeah.
All right. Well,
for anybody who cares about Rudy, that's what happened to Rudy.
Well, here's to 2025. It's still proven to be an eventful year, and it's still young. We're still in January. We haven't gone anywhere yet. We're still in January.
I know. As of this recording,
we're only 16 fucking days in, man. And the world is, man, feels like, I mean, are we in end times right now? Like, what's going on?
We might be. I mean, I'm going to talk about it on my pod, but Joe Biden gave a farewell. Woo!
Listen, nobody watched Joe Biden's farewell. Nobody cares Joe Biden is gone. Actually, that's wrong. People do care. They care to the point that they are relieved that that fucking piling, steaming bag of shit, horrible representative of the United States is finally out of office. Like, fuck that career fucking
even
crook.
Even Merrick Garland gave his farewell address. I mean, there's a lot going on here.
Hey, good. Get rid of all these fuckers, man. It's time. And look, the naivety of people has been proven by the fact that Joe Biden has been in politics for as long as he has, period.
50.
Is that what it was? 50 years? Oh, I thought it was over.
That's how he opened his farewell. In all my 50 years in office, blah, 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 blah.
And in his 50 years, he's what? He's made racist statements. He's taken showers with his daughter. He's been caught and they grabbed evidence of him peddling influence and taking deals.
Hey, give me a new phone.
I mean, dude, the only thing that saved his ass recently is that he has been deemed unfit to fucking stand trial. That's it.
and Joe Biden took credit for the ceasefire deal. There's a whole lot going on. I'm sure we'll show up.
Oh yeah, he took a lot of credit for that. Let's get into some of that in the next episode. We've already been going in over an hour, but hey, here's to Captain Poopy Pants. He's finally moved on, and we have President Trump, or President-elect, taking over the office in four days. Monday, the 20th, we will have a new president finally sworn into office.
Yay.
Smoke him if you got him, because shit's going to hit the fan.
Exactly.
All right. Well, let's close this out, man. So that's episode 29. Thanks for hanging in there. Not our normal episode, but it was fun. And we'll see you on the next one in about a week or so. Laters.
Later, kids.
I want to break your soul in two.